How do you as a festival organizer prevent noise hindrance for the environment of your event? How do you handle the sound clash between different stages? Bakkergroep Coevorden has the solution, a 10 meter high mobile sound wall. Hi Patrick, welcome to our studio.
Thank you.
A lot of festival organizers are having a big challenge, and that's sound disturbance for the environment. But you have the solution.
That's correct. We have our sound wall solution consisting of 9.5 meter high panels.
We see it here.
Yeah, we see a very good example which we used during the Wuha Festival in the Netherlands. Mm-hmm. 9.5 meter high panels, 2.5 meters wide, with a concrete block of 10,000 kilograms at the bottom for stability.
You don't push that away.
We haven't tried it, but it won't be a success, I think. No.
But the sound wall wasn't built initially for the events industry.
No, you're correct. It was initially built for the oil and gas industry. It was mm-hmm. built and designed in cooperation with NAM Shell in the Netherlands. And we built it to protect the environment from the disturbance from a drilling site.
Yeah.
So the drilling,
that's a lot of noise, of course.
Yeah, the drilling rig itself produces noise, but also a lot of the equipment used during drilling operations, like pumps and power generators, these kind of things, all have engines, motors that create a lot of noise. Yeah.
And what kind of effect in decibels, I assume, can you expect?
We are able to reduce approximately 20 decibels.
That's a lot.
It was tested by TNO in the Netherlands. Mm-hmm. We have official reports to prove it. It all depends on the configuration of the wall, of course, but the tests we have done have proven a reduction of approximately 20 decibels.
Like you mentioned, you had your first festival last year.
Yeah.
How did that go?
Well, the opportunity came up because of the downtime in drilling in mm-hmm. the oil and gas industry. We had a period where there weren't a lot of operations planned, no new wells, neither gas or oil, and we were looking for opportunities to, maybe try and rent our products in another branch. Mm-hmm. And the festival industry, music industry basically, was one of the ideas we had. And by a coincidence, we came into contact with the organization of the Wuha Festival in Tilburg, where they had to do something about the level of the sound they were producing or the music they were producing. The festival is organized in the middle of a dense area, in the middle mm-hmm. of the city. So there were some areas they had to protect from the noise, and we came into contact with them, and we provided them with a solution, and in the end it worked out perfectly.
It cannot only be used for the environment, of course, but also on a lot of festivals you have multiple stages and a sound clash between those stages.
Yeah.
I think that's a great solution for it.
Yeah, well, I'm not an expert on the various kinds of sounds and sound clash, but I spoke with one of the organizers and he explained me a bit what happens during a sound clash. And we had a look at the drawing or the setup of the whole field where the podia had to be installed. And we created an area in which we placed a sound wall to try to avoid the sound clash.
Yeah. A massive wall like this can also be helpful in crowd control, of course, because you have to follow the wall.
Well, it is an expensive solution just for the control of the people. But
then it can be used in such a way.
That's it, yeah.
But what do you do then if... It's of course okay to keep people at the stage, but what happens if something goes wrong? Then they can't escape.
In case of an emergency, we have designed some of the panels with an emergency exit door.
Okay.
So just for people, especially for the Wuha Festival, we created a system with a push bar. Mm. So in case of an emergency, simple push the bar and the door opens and people can escape or at least exit to a safe zone or safe area. Yeah.
I think one last but important question. I can imagine it takes some time to build a wall like this.
Yes, that's true. Well, we need what we call a clean environment to mm-hmm. start. So we need some space. We come in with a lot of trucks and we need a mobile crane and we need a sky worker or cherry picker, as, mm-hmm. as we call it. The walls are 10 meter high, so we need a little bit of space to place the concrete blocks and in the end put up the panel, which is 9.5 meters high. Yeah, from there on, we need some space to build up the wall. But in the end, if everything goes well, we are able to build approximately 50 to 75 meters per day.
That's still quite fast. I would have imagined that it would go slower.
No, well, we have quite an experienced crew. We have the sound wall in our program for more than 30 years. And we have guys in our team that are with the company for over 20 years at the moment. So there are
they
a lot of guys.
They have some experience
yes,
in the field.
Yes, they have. Yeah.
Okay, Patrick. Yeah. I think that's a great solution for a lot of organizers. Thank you for coming over to
we
our
hope
studio.
So. Thank you very much.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.